In northern Afghanistan, at a fortress near the city of Mazar-e Sharif, journalists have been viewing the gruesome aftermath of a 3-day battle. Hundreds of foreign Taliban fighters and dozens of Afghan Northern Alliance troops were killed. From Mazar-e Sharif, NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
The medieval setting of the Kalyangi fortress gives the carnage on display here a surreal feel. But the scale of the horrific battle which caused this death and destruction is undeniable. Alliance troops wandered nonchalantly through the sea of bodies belonging to the foreign Taliban fighters. They paraded on tanks through the grounds. Some posed for photographs by smiling and placing their boots on the heads of their dead adversaries. And the dead were everywhere, crushed among the rubble of the brick walls, slumped next to lifeless cavalry horses, sprawled out along the dusty trails of the fortress. Unexploded mortar bombs and empty shell casings lied scattered all over the ground. One group of Alliance fighters celebrated their triumph. They pilfered World War II era rifles from a storage area blown open by the US bombing and Alliance pounding of the Taliban-held portion of the fortress. Commander Mohammed al-Din led a group searching bodies for booby traps. Some of them have explosives hidden on their bodies, said al-Din. And we still think there may be Taliban who are alive. To eliminate that chance, some of his men tossed a grenade into a basement where they said Taliban fighters might be holding out. But it was obvious few here could have survived. Alliance soldiers helped stack bodies one on top of the other into a waiting truck. By late afternoon, 60 of them had been carted away. Most of the hundreds of bodies are believed to be buried in the rubble of the walls and basements of the fortress. Simon Brooks of the Red Cross had difficulty finding words to describe the spectacle.
I have to say, if anybody is not horrified by what they see here, I would question whether we're sufficiently human. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty awful. But, I mean, this is the price that one pays for war. But obviously, I mean, the most important thing for us to do now is to try and get on as fast as possible to see what we can do to try and bring this to some sort of normality.
Journalists saw a few bodies in one part of the fortress whose arms were bound with cloth. They appeared to have been dead for several days. Their extensive wounds made it impossible to determine how they died. The now badly damaged fortress is the headquarters of Alliance warlord Rashid Dostum. Dostum insisted that before the revolt, his troops treated the prisoners well. We could have put them in shackles, said Dostum. We didn't even do that. We wanted to treat them humanely, and they took advantage of the situation. Even the concept of taking prisoners is something relatively rare in Afghanistan, where many battles have involved mass killings of captured adversaries. Alliance commanders say the battle erupted when Taliban prisoners who resisted being disarmed set off grenades. The full picture of what occurred at the Kalyangi fortress may never be known. It is clear that this may be the current Afghan war's bloodiest chapter yet. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Mazar-e Sharif, Afghanistan.